When New York City proposed banning large sugary drinks, there was a lot of public backlash. But this country actually has a history of government intervening in the name of public health. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's Take Care, spoke with nutrition policy expert Tracy Fox, who argues this kind of intervention is sometimes warranted and often works.
Some think that Bloomberg's actions are radical, but government intervention in the name of public health has been with us for quite a long time, decades, in fact, since the 1940s. And it's in every school district in the country. Tell us about that.
The standards for the school lunch program have been around since the 40s, and that's because right after World War II, the military leaders kind of recognized that they were having a problem with recruiting, and one of the main reasons why it was really difficult to recruit soldiers at that time into the military was because they were malnourished. So President Truman actually signed into law the National School Lunch Act, which for the first time really set very basic standards for what should be served in school and made those lunches available to everyone. So today we have those standards, not the same standards, but we have updated standards that we've had in place for the last 60 years.
What was your reaction when you heard about Mayor Michael Bloomberg's proposal in regard to the amount of sugary soda?
I think it's really important to have public health agencies and leaders recognize the importance of the role that government does play and can play, especially when there is a healthcare crisis like obesity that we're facing. So I, for one, am for really opening up this debate and making it be something that's looked at as a very serious health issue. And I know it's easy to make light of, putting a cap on the amount of beverages, but I do think it has caused a more serious level to the conversation that's needed, and that is that the healthcare costs in this country are tipping close to $150 billion a year, and a lot of that comes through public funding of Medicare, Medicaid, the military, and I think we're going to have to think outside of the box.
What other municipalities have intervened in the name of public health? Where else has this happened, and has it been successful?
Philadelphia has really done a lot of work with trying to get healthy retail outlets, grocery stores in places in which there were very little access to healthy foods. They've done a lot in their schools as well. Mississippi has done a lot. Their State Board of Education passed strong standards to really limit the amount of junk food in schools, and California has also set strong standards. And in those places, we are seeing decreases, some better than others, but decreases in obesity rates among children.
A lot of the initiatives that you've mentioned involve children, and I wonder if it's an easier sell to the public. Is that a harder sell when it involves adults and adult choice?
I think, like you said, it is a little bit easier to protect children. They really do, deserve the best of the best through the growing years. So I do think it is a little harder sell for adults. But on the other hand, we're also seeing the medical costs playing out, to a much greater degree in their adult years.
That was nutrition policy expert Tracy Fox. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.